How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning or afternoon or
evening.
Or evening to those who...
Or good night.
Who are in the evening. Firstly, Susie, we should start off with a welcome to any new listeners who are joining us after our appearance on
Saturday Kitchen. Hello. Mm-hmm. How fun. I'd never done Saturday Kitchen before. How fun is that show?
Susie, you are a triumph. It's so fun, isn't it?
I actually love Matt.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's fantastic.
And Ollie as well, being just such nice people.
I love Ollie. I'm going to go for dinner with Ollie. He lives in Sussex as well.
Oh,
you know
yes.
That? He was like, we should have dinner. I was like, you bring the wine.
Yeah.
I'll be there, babe.
He will. Yeah, nice person.
He loves that wine.
Yeah, he loves it. It had to be Garnacha, whatever he said on Saturday.
Sure.
Do you remember that bit when he was like, it had to be... I'd had a couple of glasses at
the thing is, as soon as they put food in front of me,
yeah,
I'm not really any use.
Well, I was started tucking into that pizza that I'd made myself, which actually wasn't particularly nice.
Well, no, you put so much sauce on it. It looked horrific.
Mm. Well, I had to tip it out of the bowl, didn't I? I was trying to be sort of a bit comedic.
It was very funny.
Yes, well, silly. Silly fun on a Saturday morning.
To our listeners from overseas, we should probably say Saturday Kitchen is a breakfast TV show on a Saturday morning where they have chefs and people plugging things. And we were plugging this.
We were plugging. But what we realised is also welcome, but also this podcast is quite a nebulous thing.
Yes.
And we pride ourselves on being quite outside the mainstream in a way, mm-hmm. I suppose, because we are such eccentrics ourselves. So when it comes to selling it...
It's really hard. They said, can you not be negative about it? Because we were planning on saying, you know, it's a load of old turt, don't listen.
But then apparently that puts people off.
They were like, oh, can you not do that, please? We were like, but that's our vibe.
I was sort of going to lean into that a bit, but then...
What, it being a load of old turt?
Well, just sort of going, we don't know what it is, but people seem to like it. You know, and I'm proud of that, actually.
Well, yeah, because I think it's the closest thing to stand-up.
Yeah, sure.
When you're improvising, when you're talking to the crowd, it's like...
That's what we're here for.
Mm. You know, it's just playful chat.
It's just playful chat. Well, we're here for it. We are literally, I mean, not in the metaphorical sense, but we're also...
I was going to say, you're using a real Americanism there.
I'm here for it.
Being here for it.
But also, I mentioned it in the literal sense, we are...
Literally here for it
for
today.
That purpose, yeah.
Tom, that shirt behind you...
Yes.
What's it called when you have sort of a block colour and then a different colour on the collar and the cuffs?
I don't know.
But I love that look.
Oh, thank you. It's one I got for The Apprentice, your fired show.
Clang.
Clang. And it sort of looks a bit businessy, I think, that contrast like that.
Oh, yeah. I think it looks business. Like it's business. It looks like business. You're a business boy.
It's all business.
All business, baby.
Thank you for saying that. I like wearing that sort of contrast. And it's from the shirt maker Bud. So it's very, very she-she.
Very she-she. Well, do you know what it reminds me of? And don't take this the wrong way. Mm. But you know, in Notting Hill, Julia Roberts has to do the press, you know, the press junket. And there's a scene where she's wearing a shirt and a tie. And honestly, I've tried to remodel that look hundreds of times.
Yes, that's very
useful. It's a little bit that. And My two of my favourite things are Tom Allen and Julia Roberts. Mm. And if I can get that Venn diagram...
How will you finally mix us together?
And it's actually that sort of cuff.
Oh, my goodness. It's in that shirt. That's where the Venn diagram crosses. My
only
goodness.
That one area. Mm.
That's the thing. Me and Julia Roberts.
Now, Tom, we do need to speak briefly about the fact that we're doing a live show. And we've started doing the planning for it. And actually, I think it's going to be such a hoot.
I think it's going to be great, you know, actually. So if people are listening, if people are listening and they want to come. It's on the 29th of Feb.
No one's listening.
No one's listening. Are you there?
Papa, can you hear me?
Are you there, listener? It's me, Julia Roberts.
What is that book? Are you there? God, it's me, Margaret.
I think it's a Judy Blume, isn't it?
Oh, I think it might be. Did you ever read Judy Blume?
No, forbidden. Too
girly? Also,
it was. I think it was designed for girls at my school.
Mm.
And also it was considered too rude and it was banned because she mentions...
Oh, there's a bit where she's talking about a man's willy. She gives it some sort of strange name.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't read that far. I was in the earlier books, which was more like, oh my God, I've got my period.
Oh, that sort of thing.
Which, of course, I was like, oh, being a girl sucks.
But on brand for me, I did read Lady Chatterley's Lover. So that probably explains a lot, really.
When you were how old?
Oh, I don't know. Young.
Four,
too young.
Five.
Too young. Too young to understand.
Isn't it quite saucy, Lady Chatterley's Lover?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm.
What's Lady Chatterley up to? Is she putting it about?
Yes. She's not physical with her husband. And... Right. And
that is the most Victorian way of saying they're not shagging.
I know. They're not getting on. And so she makes friends with Mellors, not to be confused with David Mellor, the politician and radio presenter. And she gets together with Mellors, the gardener. And she spends a lot of time with him and then ends up in his shed at one point. Yeah, it becomes a bit of a thing. I can't remember what happens beyond that. It's probably not that good. It's just a bit shocking.
I think it's probably those things that, you know, one thing of it will stay in your head.
Yes.
As an adult. You know, like as a child, that'll be the thing that's like, oh my God, it's sex.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, it's sex.
I think it was quite shocking. I mean, at the time, yeah.
What you can't see is that Tom just sort of clutched for imaginary pearls as he said that.
I'm wearing my casual wear and I've realised they're not on. I've only got a zip there. So don't spoil the image though. I am also clutching my pearls. Yes, it's... a lovely book, but what was I going to... Now, change of subject.
Please.
A story I did want to tell you, Suze.
Oh, God, yes, please.
I went to see Mrs. Doubtfire the other week, and we went to a pizza restaurant beforehand in Covent Garden.
Clang.
That's not the story. That's not the whole story.
But no, but you know I want everything. So what did you have? And did you have a drink with it?
We had... it was home slice. We had a bottle of wine, which comes in some sort of massive flagon, and the pizza is like the size of... It's like the size
Europe?
Of Middlesex, yeah. And you can split the different toppings. So we had like a pesto one and we had a chorizo one. I had coriander as well. I liked it.
Yum. Yum.
But that's not the story.
What? You've got more stories than that?
Indeed.
The life he leads.
It never ends. So I was with Alfie, who got there early to secure the table.
Friend of the show.
And Tim, who works on The Apprentice. And Tim and I had come from The Apprentice, you'll find, office. And we got to the restaurant and the waiter took us through. And as we're walking through the restaurant, we're being shown to our table. I looked to my right and there's a man in a red checkered jacket. He's got a beard. And I'm like, is that...
Santa?
It wasn't Santa.
Well, he's off now, isn't he?
And he loves pizza. Yeah.
He loves pizza and he loves
Mrs.
the West End.
Yeah, he just can't get enough of it. It wasn't Santa, unfortunately, in a way. It was a red checkered jacket,
oh,
I should have said, like lumberjack style. Canadian, if you will. The clue is there. It was. I was like, that's Rufus Wainwright. He was sat at the central table, the sort of communal table, which you sort of share with other people. We were in the corner. And I kept looking over to be like, oh my God, that's Rufus Wainwright. I can't believe it. But I was trying to be subtle. I was being really subtle about it. And then the waitress came over to take our order. And I said to her, do you know who's sitting at that table over there? And I said really quietly, it's a very famous singer, Rufus Wainwright. And she didn't hear me. And she sort of said like, Ruthie Henschel. And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Rufus Wainwright sat over there. And she was like, I don't know who that is. And I was like, oh, he's amazing, folky singer, songwriter, big showbiz songs, almost sound like they're in a musical. Sometimes they sound like in an opera, plays the piano. It's very, like, he's very famous. She's like, oh, I'll look him up. Anyway, I was about to get, well, no, I didn't want to get up and say hello, but then Alfie and Tim were like.
But you should have.
Well, they said, you've got to say hello, you'll regret it.
You've got to say hello.
Well, then.
Then what happened? Go on.
Then I got up. I saw that he finished eating. He was just paying his bill. I got up, And then I bottled it literally at the last minute and just started looking at the big menu right by his table.
Oh God, that's so embarrassing.
So weird. So weird. And then I said, oh, excuse me. And he looked up as though, oh, like the waiter had come back. And he looked up and I said, I'm so sorry to bother you. I just wanted to say, I'm a big fan of your work and thank you for everything you do. And he sort of was like looking at me quite blankly because he was sort of looking at his phone, but he was sort of counting or sort of saying something, like he was mouthing something out loud. Maybe it was on a FaceTime call. I don't know. I said, I'm a huge fan of your work. Thank you for everything you do. And I went, and he looked at me and said, oh, thank you. And I said, I'm sorry to disturb you. Thank you so much. And then I scampered off. And I was a bit hot.
You're sure it was him?
And it was definitely him. I mean, that did cross my mind as well.
Just the him looking blankly. I would just love it if you just went up. Yeah, sorry. Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, just an accountant.
Well, yeah, I've had it's a very busy time for me at the moment. It's tax return season.
Yeah, it's year end.
Finally, someone says thank you.
Imagine if it had been.
Have you ever been mistaken for anybody else? Has anyone come up and said, I love what you do, and they've meant to see someone else? Because frequently people will say to me, how are your twins? And they mean Jen Brister.
They might be talking about...
my tits.
Yeah.
Still small but perky. Thanks for asking.
Which point do you...
I'll show them. Hoik, that makes them sound a lot bigger than they are, Tom.
Please.
Delicately reveal them.
We're all perfect. We're all perfect. Yes, maybe that's what they say. My one is that they go, oh, I love that legal program you do.
Judge Rinder.
But yeah.
I think you're a lot better looking.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to tell him.
Please do. Some lesbian you've never heard of thinks that I'm better looking than you. Okay, bye. Bye, Rob.
He has heard of you. He knows you.
We're all pals.
We're all friends.
Well, of course, I do my legal podcast with him, The Legal Eagles.
Of course. You love that show. You're so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like Judge Judy. That's mad, isn't it? That's a massive thing in the States, a show about like petty claims.
Yeah.
And it's televised. Because it's not just that. And then there's like the paternity court.
Oh, wow. Do they?
Oh, my. Tom, it's huge. I only know about it because of like TikTok.
Oh, clang.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a phone. And I've downloaded some apps. But what a wild idea to go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that this guy's the father. Let's do it on telly.
I mean, that's the bit, isn't it, where you go, the only way this can be resolved
is in the paternity court on NBC or whatever it is.
I'll fill in this form. We'll wait to hear back from a producer who might say they're interested. We'll probably get us in for a meeting before we go.
We're going to have to seem like we have either A, lots of chemistry, or B, really hate each other.
In a entertaining, dramatic way. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I suppose, is it their version of Jeremy Kyle in a way? Not that that exists here anymore. But.
Yeah, I guess so. They have Dr. Phil, though, don't they? Who's
oh, is that
not
more?
An actual doctor.
Is that right?
I don't think so. I think he's right into the PO box if I'm wrong, but I think he might be like Dr. Gillian McKeith.
Is she not a doctor?
No, Tom, all a load of old tut.
Wow, hot gossip.
I think that was hot gossip, I would say, a decade ago.
Not the dance trip, hot gossip.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'd love to have been in that.
Mm, you would have been great.
Thanks so much.
I would have been terrible, but you'd be great in there.
If you drink enough, you're a great dancer.
Thank you for that. I'd love to be drunk and on Top of the Pops. Sometimes watching Top of the Pops too. We did this a few weeks ago. If you ignore the
person, God, you guys know how to live.
My mum was around, Alfie was here, watching the telly, and my favourite thing to do was, maybe I'd had a couple of brandies, but was to ignore the person singing, but to watch someone in the crowd, and oh my goodness, they were having the best time.
Can you imagine going to Top of the Pops? It would be like going to the Grammys now.
Front row.
Do you know what I mean? Like, celebrity's so close to us now because of Instagram. Like, we feel like we know them really well.
Yeah.
If it was like the Beatles on Top of the Pops, it would have been...
Oh my God, David Essex, yeah.
My auntie, now was it David Essex? I think so. My auntie told my cousin Jodie that her dad was David Essex and the poodle was her brother. It's incredible that she is such a well-rounded, lovely person. Whenever he came on the telly, Auntie Jackie would go, "That's your dad." Whilst my Uncle Bri was in the room.
I was going to say, what, that she was together with?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that the dog Bowie, who was a standard black poodle.
Well, how tall?
Was her brother. How tall? Six foot.
Was he?
One of those really tall ones.
Wait, that is tall for a poodle.
Yeah. Good for him.
Wow. That's wonderful. Good old Auntie Jackie. That's Auntie Jackie, not Auntie Jack.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, Auntie Jack. It's very confusing. It's Auntie Jack.
Sorry.
So is that how you left it with Rufus Wainwright?
Yeah. And I scuttled back to the table and I was a bit like, actually, I'm a bit embarrassed.
Scuttle makes it sound like you walked like a crab.
Yes, I felt like I did. Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed.
He was very nice. He was like, "Oh, thank you." And then looked back at his phone, which, of course, why wouldn't he? He was in the middle of counting, as far as I could
see. Doing his accounts,
because it wasn't him. It was an accountant. Yeah, it was end of year. So, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's fine. I think that we all embarrass ourselves in that sort of way.
Well, only because I've been such a massive fan of him for probably 20 years.
Yeah, you are a huge fan of him.
And he really helped me coming out. He really helped me writing stand-up, actually, like, just because he was talking about whatever you wanted.
Well, yeah, it's very liberating, isn't it, to see someone do something that is creatively, unapologetically them.
Oh, my God, I couldn't have put it better. Wow, you've summed it up perfectly, Sis.
Thanks, Tom. And I think that is very, liberating, and it makes it feel accessible.
I suppose so. I just thought I'd share it. As it happened, I was like, oh, God, where's Susie?
I need to release myself of the shame.
Yes, I need, basically, that's what this podcast is.
Yeah, it's a shame release. That's what we should have said. Shame release.
Shame release. Shame release. Not confused with Shane Ritchie.
Or Shane Reaction.
Oh, great show. Now, I'd like to see Shane Reaction. That would be nice.
Shane Ritchie hosting a quiz show called Shane Reaction.
Where people get progressively redder as the further up they get.
I like that.
Yeah.
I imagine commissioners are listening to this.
I imagine. This is absolute, absolutely.
They're looking for formats.
Lord knows. They need new formats. You know they need new formats.
Now, Tom, we've had a lot in the post bag.
Oh, bulging.
It's all right. Oh. At the seams.
Hmm.
This one just came in yesterday, Tom. Super short and simple, but thank you for doing this podcast. I'm a new mum, brackets 10 weeks old.
Oh.
And the days, nights are so long when I've not got plans, and your chats keep me company and keep me sane.
Oh.
It's so hard to retain a sense of self in this newborn stage, and your nattering reminds me of long solo walks and life before the babe.
Mm.
A question I could ask Susie, who might have any advice for new parenting and keeping your sense of self whilst giving so much. You provide more comfort than you know. Thank you. And that's from Charis.
Oh, what a lovely message.
Oh my God. How do you keep your sense of self? I don't know that I did. And I think that that's okay too. I feel like at some points it felt like it was really slipping from my fingers. But then it did come back. I don't know if that's a good response, Tom. But doing like one thing every day, like I think like listening to podcasts, I found really, not my own one, I'm not that insane. But I think doing that sort of one thing every now and then that is just for you, tell you what I love to do, and this won't be a surprise to anyone. But when our daughter was really little, we lived very near to a big Sainsbury's, and I would get an awful lot of joy by wandering around the haberdashery section, which I know, but it was lockdown as well. So you know, it was a different time.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
but you know, when there's not a John Lewis nearby, sometimes a TU has to do.
Well,
and take that into your life with you.
Good advice as always. It's great.
But also congratulations on your baby.
Yeah.
And thanks for saying such nice things.
Is there a way to, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about having babies, but if there's another person around who could help, even for an hour, is that something that people sort of can use, like, just to go and do a class or a thing, walk.
A walk, a swim.
A swim. I love to swim, Sis.
He's an otter. Are you an otter?
Well, apparently, yeah.
In the gay thing.
In the gay thing. I think I'm getting more to bear as the
Will you ever be hairy enough?
Oh, that's true. I'm probably not that hairy. Yeah, that's true.
Your arms aren't very hairy, which is another thing I like about you. And where that Julia Roberts, Tom Allen Venn diagram meets again.
Yet again.
Not very hairy arms.
Yet again. The rumours continue. Are we the same person?
You never see them both in the same room.
It's true.
Right. Here we go. Hi, Tom and Susie. Absolutely love the podcast. Listening each week feels like having a couple of friends around chatting in my kitchen. And I really do appreciate you keeping me company. I recently finished my PhD.
Oh, clang.
Clang. And I'm now officially a doctor. Clang.
Clang. Welcome. Have you got a show?
Just not the kind that helps people. I like how you put that in. I'd love to get something fabulous to wear for my graduation. So it only makes sense to ask my snappily dressed, like-minded friends, where you get your suits? You always look so chic. Lots of love. Now, pronounced, this is how you say her name, Lucretia. Lucretia.
Lucretia, lovely name.
Bye, 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 bye. In case you're wondering, my thesis was called Too Much Information? Oversharing.
Oh.
In contemporary women's life writing. In a nutshell, it looked at oversharing as a misogynistic idea used to shut down marginalized people who voice their experiences.
Oh.
That sounds very interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Tom, suits. Suits you.
Suits you, sir. I mean, I am, full disclosure, I'm a brand ambassador for the food. But I do go to Marks and Spencer's sometimes for the suits, and I've found those to be very, very becoming.
Go for the food, stay for the suits.
Basically, yeah, that's been my experience. But I've gone there a lot, and like to jazz it up with an accessory which you can of course shop around for.
Yes, I agree. Also, I don't know what your style is, but I've often worn an oversized men's suit, which I really like.
Ooh,
with a very tight t-shirt.
Oh.
Just, and then you can sort of wear it open. And so you've got the sort of...
What, the t-shirt open?
Yeah, the tits out.
Second time that's happened in this podcast.
I know. Do you know, this is what happens when I record the show topless.
Oh, yes.
I simply must.
We should have mentioned this on Saturday Kitchen.
But I think that actually really does work. And the suits that I've had made, I always get them from the same place, which is Kipper and Chalk. Chalk. Mm. I sounded really Portsmouth then. Kipper and Chalk. Chalk? Am I saying Chalk right?
Yeah.
Like Chalk Farm?
Yeah. So Chalk. That's perfect. Yeah.
Kipper and Chalk. If you go on my Instagram page, they're tagged loads.
Oh,
Imogen, who is the tailor, is simply fantastic. So that's where I get mine.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Also, if you want someone from the high street, although it is a little bit pricey, COS is very good for a suit.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You heard it here first. Mm. Right, Tom, I've sent you an email so that you could do some of the reading.
Oh, thanks.
Because you know, so tired.
Thanks, Suze.
So dyslexic.
This is a lovely one. Hi, Susie and Tom, Short time but addicted, all dashed together. Or hyphenated, I should say. Listener, first-time caller here. I just wanted to send you a quick email to say I've recently discovered your podcast after coming to see Tom's show in the Slough of the Northeast, Stockton-on-Tees, brackets clang. Loved that show, actually. Had a lovely pizza opposite. In September, lovely lampposts in Stockton-on-Tees. And I'm now being a bit of a basic... They describe themselves as a basic bitch and binging it from the beginning. Brackets, I'm currently up to the Panny D year, so no spoilers as to how that all works out, please. After listening to you both and realizing how similar our sense of humours and tastes are, I too was obsessed with witches as a teenager and love a musical. I went on a bit of a YouTube/TV deep-dive into Susie's career and can now say I'm 100% bona fide fan. Hearing about your love of theatre got me thinking about one of my solo culture vulture trips to London a couple of years ago. I often come down for 3 or 4 days at a time and fill my time with theatre, museums and galleries, and this trip was no different. On one of the nights, I had booked to see The Play That Goes Wrong, which is one of my favourite non-musical shows, brackets Chicago, Sweeney Todd and The Book of Mormon, even though you didn't ask. When I got to the theatre and stood in line in the pouring rain waiting to have my ticket checked and go in, I noticed a few A4 size posters for An Evening with Dame Eileen Atkins. This being the theatre showing that The Play That Goes Wrong, I stood there feeling slightly superior to all of the uninitiated people who would obviously be feeling very confused by these, as I thought it was a very clever continuation of their Gone Wrong marketing campaign of lopsided and upside down posters. Oh, yeah. How wrong I was. I guess the sea of blue rinses should probably have tipped me off, but I shoved along to the ushers out front who were scanning tickets where mine, of course, didn't work. Unperturbed, I marched up to the box office only to be told that no, it wasn't a joke, and tonight really was an evening with Dame Eileen Atkins, and I'd actually purchased a ticket for the next night when the usual show would be on. Needless to say, I hot-footed it out of there with my tail between my legs and a face like a beetroot. So what I wanted to ask was, have either of you, either as a performer or audience member, done something so cringingly embarrassing in a theatre, or am I completely alone in my numptiness? Anyway, mustache, off to record a podcast wandering around John Lewis. Hey, there's a comedy gold. Bye-bye-bye, Stephen in Middlesbrough.
Stephen in Middlesbrough, you are definitely right up our boulevard.
Stephen, welcome to the fold.
The crease, if you will.
The crease, if you will. Stephen in Middlesbrough. I don't know how you feel, Suze, but my thing is, why didn't you just plead with them to swap the ticket so you could have an evening with Dame Eileen Atkins? I would have loved that.
Well, yes, I would have loved that. Yeah, I would have also loved that.
I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes. I would agree. A dame.
That's just me. I mean, when Alfie took me to see an audience with Patricia Routledge.
Clang.
Clang-a-lang. It was really...
gay.
It was really gay.
Was it old ladies and gay men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
very much your crowd.
Very much. I would say a Venn diagram into a circle.
Have you ever had any theatre faux pas?
A fox pass. I'm trying to think if I've ever wandered into the wrong show. I remember going to see a friend of mine's show at someone I was working with who was doing a sort of off West End performance, and sure, the door opened onto the stage basically. Oh. And of course I was late, so that was awful.
I mean, you did do that in one of my shows in Edinburgh as well, do you remember?
Did I?
Yeah, but it wasn't your fault. You were coming from a show that had run late. And I was on, and it was when I was in the below.
Oh,
and
yeah,
and you walked directly onto the stage and then up.
Oh my god.
No, it was great. It made everyone quite excited because you'd been on telly a bit by then, and people were like, "Oh, Tom Allen's here. This must be good."
I'm sure they were just annoyed.
They were not at all.
So that's my. What have you done, Suze?
Oh, I don't know. I often embarrass myself, don't I? That's very much sort of what I do. It's sort of my joie de vivre is just embarrassing myself.
Please.
I'm trying to think at theatres. Not really. I mean, there was obviously that time that I turned up too drunk to go on at a gig.
Oh,
and embarrassed myself. But I mean, if you listen to the podcast from the beginning, you'll know that story.
You'll know.
But other than that, I don't know. I don't know that I've... I mean, other places, sure. I don't think you need to be too embarrassed about that, I've got to say, Stephen.
Stephen, yeah, I don't think you should worry at all. I think you did very well. It sounds like you had a nice experience. What did you do instead, though, for your evening? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, that's what we need to know. Did you run to that ticket kiosk and say, what can I get now?
TKTS. Well, apparently, you can sometimes get a discounted ticket for a show in the moments before curtain up.
That's
theatre speak for the beginning, by the way.
Not to be confused with beginners, which is 5 minutes before curtain up.
Oh, yes. How confusing.
Very confusing for those that aren't initiated into the theatre.
Of course. We like to exchange theatrical language here. We're very theatrical in our way. Well, Stephen, do keep us posted on that.
Yeah, we'd love to know more. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, you always can. The email is, wait a moment. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com.
Super catchy.
Super catchy. Super catchy, fragilistic.
Watched
that the other day.
Email. Did you? Which one?
Yes, it's still so good. The first.
Yeah.
Still absolutely love it.
Fab, isn't it? Yeah.
Such a great film.
Especially all the sort of purples in it. I like how purple and blue.
Well, I was thinking about how much I like the animation, which is, it must have been really sort of thrilling to see Mary Poppins dance with a penguin.
Oh, it must have been, absolutely. And have you been on a carousel since? So I went on one at Hever Castle just before Christmas, and I really started imagining, what if this horse galloped off over the field?
Why did you go on a carousel? Just for fun?
Yeah, we had the tokens.
God, I love you.
Have you done that, where you go to a place and you have to buy tokens?
Yes, of course. I've been to a fair, Tom.
Oh, of course. But it was sort of a Christmas extravaganza at Hever Castle. Really loved it, actually.
Clang, clang, clang. Doesn't stop, does it? The life you lead. Rufus Wainwright, Hever Castle.
I know. Showbiz anecdotes.
Coriander on pincer. Yes,
I know. I liked that, actually.
Good for you.
The pesto one was a bit rich. And also, it made the base a bit soggy in the middle. So I had to flip that over to the, do you know what I mean? The outside bit. So it had to, structure.
Yeah, I don't like it when pizza loses its structural integrity.
I don't like that. No, no. Suze, I cannot believe we were even thinking of rounding up this podcast before we took a moment just to reflect on the absolute sensation that was your show at the fabulous Bloomsbury Theatre last week. It was really something, everybody. It was wonderful.
It was a very nice show, and I was, more than anything, I was very relieved. I don't think I could. I think that I was just very relieved that it went so well, and that the audience was so fab.
They were really fab.
They were really fab. Thanks if you came. I think there were lots of like-minded friends there. Much appreciated.
There were. And some of them said hello to me.
And thank you for coming.
Oh, yes. How kind.
Living backstage, bringing me some flowers, which was
so kind.
So kind. But no, it was a lovely time, and I'll let people know if, when it goes out. Hopefully someone.
It'll be going out.
Someone will have it.
It was really wonderful. I was so happy for you. You know, it was lovely to see the audience who are there to celebrate all your hard work and your wonderful stories. It was back-to-back funniness. It was brilliant.
Thanks, Tom. I do appreciate that. Right, that's enough of that. I'll feel embarrassed if not.
Oh,
we better go.
Shame reaction. But nothing to be ashamed of there, by the way.
No. But shame, shame.
Natural bashful
shame reaction.
Yes, now there's a show.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay, what time do I have to be there?
Listen, you have a great show in Norwich tonight.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Suze. Looking forward,
love
actually.
Norwich, but you know what I say about Norwich? Always further than you think. So do set off early.
Oh, yes, that's true. Okay, I will. It is a bit of a long way out on the East Anglian peninsula.
But great audiences, I always think.
Lovely
Norwich.
Audiences.
Great audiences.
Looking forward to going to, there's a pub called The Murderers, I think it's called.
Are you staying over? A pub called The Murderers?
Yeah, I'm being taken there by Sue and Gordon.
Who's Sue and Gordon?
Alexa's mum and dad. They're travelling in from
Britain. Oh, that's really nice. Mm. Well, I've never met them, but say hello from me.
I will. Alex said I can get a prawn mayonnaise sandwich and some fat chips.
Oh, that is right up your boulevard.
Maybe on a granary slice. That's what I'm hoping for, but more on that story later.
More on that story as it unfolds. I love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye. I love you too, Suze. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.